You are currently inside the main nave. As is the case with other churches in Priego, the building was later renovated at the height of the Baroque period, so little remains of the original structure. The building we see today is the result of a profound transformation carried out during the 18th century, when the master builders Jerónimo Sánchez de Rueda and Juan de Dios Santaella renovated the church in accordance with the new trends of Andalusian Baroque. Work began in 1712, employing techniques previously used in the Church of La Asunción: groin vaults, fluted domes, and Baroque stucco decoration. The church has a hall-like floor plan with a lunette vault, an elliptical ribbed dome resting on pendentives and decorated with large windows in the presbytery, and a high choir at the foot of the church. Notable features include the mixed line, curved cornice that runs the entire length of the nave beneath the windows, above which we can see the symbols of the four evangelists. Starting from the altar, the head of the angel of St. Matthew, the lion's head of St. Mark, the bull of St. Luke, and in the choir, the eagle of St. John. On the epistle side, to your right, there are side altars, and on the gospel side, to your left, large side chapels have been added, conceived as if they were small churches within the main church, where, since ancient times and under the influence of the Franciscans, the main Holy Week brotherhoods were established. The side altars are dedicated to various popular devotions and Franciscan saints, those with a Baroque aesthetic, and those closest to the presbytery with a Rococo influence, feature undulating cornices and pilasters as supporting elements. The first is dedicated to St. Clare, the second to St. Joseph, and the third to the Seven Sorrows of the Virgin.